Basic Transition Ear Candy, Beginner Edition. We're doing drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the goal today is simple. Make your transitions feel expensive without making your mix messy. Indeed, NB, things change fast. Every 8 or 16 bars, you're asking the listener to stay excited. The secret isn't adding a million sounds, it's adding a few tiny FX moments that guide the ear into the next section. Think felt, not heard until the final beat. Then boom, the drop lands like it means it. By the end of this lesson, you'll have four repeatable transition tools: a riser or uplifter, a downlifter or impact tail that glues the landing, a micro drum fill, about a quarter bar to one bar, and a tape stop or micro stutter moment right before the drop. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices and clean workflows you can reuse in every project. Alright, let's set up your session in a way that keeps this fast and organized. First, create a new audio track and name it FX Transitions. This is your riser and general whoosh lane. Keep it on monitor auto. Now, create a return track and name it RVB FX. This return is going to be your big space for transition sounds only. The reason we do it this way is classic DNB discipline. You do not want huge reverb smeared across your main drum bus or your bass. You want controlled depth, on demand. On the RVB FX return, load hybrid reverb. Set it to Hall. Set the decay somewhere around 4.5 to 7 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 10k, and dry slash wet all the way to 100% because it's a return. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8. Put a high pass filter around 200 to 400 Hz to keep mud out. If the reverb feels sharp or painful, do a gentle dip somewhere around 2 to 4k. That's a common ear fatigue zone. Quick coaching note. Even if you high-pass the FX tracks themselves, the reverb return can still create low-mid fog. If you want a very clean modern roller, don't be afraid to push that return high-pass up to 300 or even 500 Hz, then back it off if it gets too thin. Cool. Now we build the riser. Go to your FX transitions track and load operator. In operator, choose a noise source. Basically, you want white noise style energy. Turn on operator's filter if it's not already on. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to LP24, the 24 dB low pass. Resonance around 20 to 35%. Not screaming, just a little bite so the sweep feels exciting. After auto filter, add utility. And set the gain to about minus 12 dB to start. This matters. If your riser is as loud as your drums, it instantly sounds beginner. The drop should feel like the loud moment. The effects should feel like they're pulling you toward it. Now arrangement. Go into arrangement view. Draw a 4-bar MIDI note leading into the drop. Any note is fine, because this is noise. It's just a carrier to keep operator sounding. Here's the movement that makes it ear candy. Automate the autofilter frequency, so it opens from about 200 Hz up to around 14k over those 4 bars. That's your classic opening up tension. Then automate operator pitch, the coarse parameter, subtly upward. Something like 0 to plus 7 semitones across the same 4 bars. Keep it subtle. In DNB, risers are often more about motion than melody, especially if your track is already busy. Now automate the send to the RVB FX return. Start near 0 and ramp it up toward the end, around 25 to 40% right before the drop. Teacher tip, sends are your depth knob. Instead of riding the track volume like crazy, keep the track relatively stable and automate the send. That makes the riser feel like it moves back in space as it builds, without random level jumps. And here's a super practical loudness check. Turn your monitor volume down. If you can still clearly hear the riser as a lead, it's probably too loud. You want it supporting the anticipation, not starring in the scene. Optional flavor, especially for darker DNB. Add saturator after the utility. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets harsh, add EQ 8 and dip 3 to 5k a little. That keeps it aggressive but not painful. Nice. Now let's make the drop landing feel bigger with an impact and tail. Create a new audio track called FX Impacts. Drag in a short crash or impact sample. Anything works. A crash. A slam. A Foley hit. Even a door close can become an impact if you process it. Add reverb or hybrid reverb on that track. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Medium size. Dry slash wet around 15 to 25%. This is not your huge hall return. This is a controlled tail that follows the hit. After that, add EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. The drop sub and kick need that space. If it's harsh, dip around 6 to 9k slightly. Optional but varied effective. Add auto filter after EQ. Set it to LP12, then automate the filter frequency downward after the hit, for about 1 bar. For example, start around 12K and sweep down to around 1.5K. That creates a downlifter feel, like the energy is collapsing into the drop. Place this impact exactly on the drop downbeat. If your build ends at bar 16, the drop hit is bar 17. Put it right there, lining up with the kick and snare. One more advanced clarity trick. Separate the hit from the tail. Duplicate the impact clip. Make one clip a short, punchy hit with minimal reverb. Make the second clip the tail. Longer reverb, high passed, maybe filter down. Now you can balance punch versus atmosphere independently, and your drop stays clean. Next up, the microfill. This is where a track starts feeling like real DNB energy. Create an audio track called FX Drum Fill. We're going to resample a bar of your drums. This is the easiest way, because you're working with audio, not trying to glitch your main drum group in a risky way. Set the input of FX Drum Fill to resampling. Record one bar of your drums near the end of the phrase, ideally bar 16, or the bar right before the drop. Now on that resampled audio track, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16. Chance around 20-35% for something a bit organic, or set it to 100% if you want it guaranteed. This audio version is shortened for playback.